Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Lincoln, the Biography of a Writer by Fred Kaplan, performed by Dan John Miller. To the memory of my father, Isaac Kaplan, 1906 to 1987, and to Hattie M. Strelitz, the teacher who, on the Lower East Side of New York City in December 1918, awarded him a copy of The Perfect Tribute, an idealistic myth about the writing of the Gettysburg Address. It was given to him for proficiency and excellent class spirit, and came into my hands a generation later. It impressed me deeply with a truth that empowers us all, the power of Lincoln's language. Reading Lincoln's words. For Lincoln, words mattered immensely. His increasing skill in their use during his lifetime, and his high valuation of their power, mark him as the one president who was both a national leader and a genius with language at a time when its power and integrity mattered more than it does today. His was a personality and a career forged in the crucible of language. The novelist William Dean Howells' claim about his friend Mark Twain, that he was the Lincoln of our literature, can effectively be rephrased with a focus on our 16th president. Lincoln was the Twain of our politics. Since Lincoln, no president has written his own words and addressed his contemporary audience or posterity with equal and enduring effectiveness. Lincoln was born into a national culture in which language was the most widely available key to individual growth and achievement. It dominated public discourse. No TVs, DVDs, computers, movie screens, radios, or electricity, and no sound bites. Language mattered because it was useful for practical communication and for learning, and because it could shape and direct people's feelings and thoughts in a culture in which spoken or written words had no rival. In Lincoln's case, it also mattered immensely because it was the tool by which he explored and defined himself. The tool maker, and the tool user became inseparably one. He became what his language made him. From an early age, he began his journey into self-willed literacy, then into skill.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?